Within the debate on immigration reform and within the 11.2 million people undocumented immigrants who stand to be affected are 40,000 people who may get caught up on some of the tougher social issue questions in Congress. An estimated 40,000 immigrants are in same-sex marriages, and the question is, will the federal government treat their relationships the same as traditional marriages? A permanent partner concept is one approach in the Uniting American Families Act introduced by House lawmakers this week, actually reintroduced. It's that controversial. Joining me now are Heather Morgan and Mar Verdugo, a same-sex couple seeking a green card for Del Mar, who was born in Spain. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
How concerned are you that the 40,000 may be singled out as a kind of wedge issue on Capitol Hill?
I'd say we're quite concerned. You know, we very much believe in the integrity of our family and other families like ours. And they're certainly concerned that we won't be included in immigration reform and that it will be a holdup. But we have to hope, I guess, that people's conscience and, you know, just being a good human will prevail.
Well, really, this is about the principle of equality. Are you going to be treated the same as other undocumented immigrants? Tell me a little bit about your family. You're American-raised, Heather?
Yes, I am.
And Mar, you are?
From Spain.
From Spain.
Yeah.
Great. And how long have you guys been together?
Just under 4.5 years.
But we've
known each other for 14 years.
I see. And what plans do you have in the United States, whether Congress goes ahead or not? And how do you envision this family going forward?
What we're clear about is that we'll always be together. We won't be separated. So our hope is that we will be able to build a life for ourselves here in the United States, here in New York. And, you know, and that we will be given that opportunity. We will be given that equal opportunity. We don't want to think about what would happen if that's not the case. But there are a couple of things coming up that would give us the opportunity. The Supreme Court will review the DOMA challenge case, the Edie Windsor
case. Defensive Marriage Act.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And with that, we hope that there will be a favorable decision by the end of June. And if not, we're also, of course, hoping to be included in any comprehensive immigration reform.
Mar, what do you think that you should need to do to become a legal citizen or a legal resident of the United States? Should you have to go back to Spain? Should you need to pass a test? What do you think should be the requirement for you and other people like you?
To become a citizen, I think the right would be to do the same that another couple had to do. It's nothing different. I would like to be treated the same way than the heterosexual couple.
So if married couples are given a path to citizenship, a chance to be reunited in citizenship, then your relationship should be valued equally.
Exactly.
I see. What's your worst-case scenario, Heather?
Our worst-case scenario is to be forced to leave the country, be forced to choose between the person I love and the country I love, and whatever happens, I won't be separated from what? She's my life, she's my world, she's my family. We've made a lifelong commitment to one another. And in the worst case scenario, we would leave and we would be forced to go to Spain.
And are you married in the state of New York?
We are.
You are. And what are your plans post-marriage? Like a lot of couples, there's the question of kids and the possibility of that. Are you making those decisions or is that all on hold right now?
So those decisions have been on hold for us. We've been contemplating them for some time. And just with the instability and uncertainty of Mar's current status, which is being here on a work visa, you know, we didn't necessarily feel comfortable to move forward with any additional future plans. There's just no knowing whether tomorrow will look the same as today in more context than just the normal uncertainty of life, right?
So this status means that you can't really go back to Spain with any expectation that you get back in the United States, and you can't make plans about a family and having children because there's just too much uncertainty.
Exactly.
All right. If the United States doesn't treat you equally, what will that say to you, Heather, about America, and what will that say to you, Mar, about America?
You know, I think it's supposed to be the land of opportunity. I am a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen. I very much am devoted to this country, devoted to my community, devoted, you know, to the idea of family. And I think that, you know, it will really, in many ways, break the notion for me of America being this place where you can, if you work hard and you follow the law and you're basically a good person, then you can succeed and you'll be given the equal protection and equal rights as everyone else.
Mar, what will it say to you what America is if you're not treated equally?
I believe that this is a fair country. We will get it for us and for many families in the same situation.
Heather, I sense, and you made an impassioned sort of plea for your own identity here, but I sense that it's upsetting to have to sell yourself on the radio here today.
It is. You know, I think anyone who knows us in our lives knows that more than anything, we're just very simple, average people who are very, very much committed to each other, very much committed to our families, and I mean on both sides of the ocean, and very much committed to the notion of being together, of being contributing good citizens, good people to advance things that are important.
You shouldn't have to say that. You shouldn't have to say that.
Absolutely not.
All right, to Heather Morgan and Mar Verdugo, binational same-sex couple, together for more than a decade, married in 2011, looking forward to starting a family as two American citizens with legal resident status here in the United States. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.